kids are.
It's game time.
Quiet, please. I am analyzing.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Is the next step the transplantation of the human brain?
Ballsy. Stupid, but ballsy.
Stand by for action.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Okay.
Remember, we're not dealing with an intelligence on our own level.
Bring in the logic probe!
Ooh.
End of line.
You might be wondering why there's four of us up here. Some of you might remember Noah.
Come at me, bro.
I'm not really that memorable.
Uh-huh. Some dude. Yeah.
Joyzy.
Noah, this is his third CaintCon. Yes. Noah made the long trek the last 2 years. To come to CantCon and have a good time, or at least pretend to have a good time, I hope.
There's no pretending.
Yeah, sure. You tell me that.
Ethan, coming from New Jersey, $200-$300 worth of travel. Don't forget that. So.
Yeah? What have you done for us lately?
Paid half your rent,
That was more than a week ago at this point, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, brains don't work that well anymore.
No.
We're retired.
Looking forward. But Noah has now immigrated here to the lovely Kansas City area and is actually a roommate of my wife and I. He's squatting at our house. He's the creepy guy in the basement.
The sad part is I do
Exactly.
The gimp sleeping.
Again with the gimp suit. Again with the gimp suit.
Well, yeah. Is that going to be the subtitle of this year's CantCon?
Yes. CantCon 2013. Bring out the gimp. Yeah. And in parentheses, Noah. Maybe. But every year we do. We like to do this cheesy little award ceremony. But this year, we're giving away lovely certificates that you can hang on your wall. Because, you know, I expect to see this when I visit all of your houses. Whether you're awake or not. Or there
see,
or not.
This is why you guys should not fully fill out the surveys.
What? I know where you live. Exactly.
He locked me out regularly.
Mm-hmm. I got you an extendo leash.
I hit the end and it's like...
Yeah, well, I refuse to get you a harness. Well, I just put it around his neck. It's all good.
This is just going too far.
This is going too far, and it's pretty epic.
Right, stop it. You've gone silly.
Anyway, this is the fifth CantCon. We're still on the game suit, or is Jeremy not breathing?
I've moved on to another plane of existence.
Jeremy has gone to his happy place.
It was the only safe thing to do.
His happy place. He is with his power animal and his spirit. Aww.
With his Minecraft blocks.
Now, the next time Jeremy needs a hug, I insist Matt come up and give him a hug. And then just random people from then on.
We've got volunteers already.
Feel free to make the hug as long and uncomfortable as possible.
I do bite.
Oh, yeah.
Hard.
That might get you more people up here. just saying.
You do realize the group of people we hang out with, right?
That's true. Yeah. Back to my happy place. And we're supposed to be a family-friendly talk.
And that just went right out the window.
Oh, yeah. Well, you already dropped the F-bomb once.
I know.
You know how long it takes to edit these shows?
That's right.
Smurf it out. Go ahead.
You can't edit a live show.
Anyway, we've tried to go through these award ceremonies as fast as we can here and there, but I think It's like the Oscars. You just expect it to go long.
Way long.
But we're not going to sing and dance this long. Year like we did in years previous.
They can turn off the Oscars.
That's true.
They can turn us off, too.
Yeah, Jay, can, Jay will sing and dance, but he always does that, no matter what. See, there you go.
Sit down. Do not make us break out the tranquilizers.
Don't make us get the hose. Or the Ritalin. Well, I thank all of you for coming to CantCon 2013. I hope you had a good time.
Yes, without you, this wouldn't really exist. Well, that's not true. No. It would exist, but it'd just be a bunch of us sitting around going, so lonely.
Yes, yes. But 4 years ago, when this began, it began in his house.
The neighbors asking us if we were making drugs.
That's true. That did happen.
Confusing Warhammer miniatures for fully automatic weapons.
And a pregnant woman carrying drugs.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Amazing.
So...
Oh, it was a nice one, but so, you know, the people I hang out with.
So as you can see, not a lot has changed. We're still manufacturing drugs. Right. We're not supposed to say that, are we?
No.
No. Oh. Forget you heard that.
That last line doesn't exist.
Yes. But we've come a long way. I mean, we had about 27 people that first year, and this year, still crunching the numbers through various records, but we definitely broke 300 this year. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys for coming here and making CantCon a fun and memorable experience for everybody. So give yourselves a round of applause.
Well, at least we know where their loyalties lie. They clap louder for themselves than for us.
Well, that makes sense.
They should.
That's true. We are not comedians, obviously.
No.
I mean, we run a game con, so how can we be funny? So we're going to go through, do what we generally do. We're going to award these certificates to some of the best players that were out there over the last 3 days. And then we're going to recognize a few people who were really amazing people who helped get this con going, helped get this con done, and helped basically give you guys 3 days of some fun play. So we're going to kick this off. We've got winning for best player in Codwallen. The Rebellion. So remember, you yelled at me last year. Ryan Childers.
And winning Fuzzy Heroes, if I could speak. Yeah, Heroes, yes. They're the new fruit-flavored cereal. Fuzzy Heroes, Guardian, or Guardia, I can't read that last bit, Guardian. Aaron Marshall.
We've got a double winner, one for Zombicide, The Gauntlet, and for Call of Cthulhu, Timeless Sands of India, we've got Mr. Matt Harrop.
For one of the games that I ran, Savage Darkwing Duck, and for Savage Darkwing Duck, I've got Mr. Shane Harrison.
Who is wearing pants this year?
You're not.
Yeah.
Next up, we have for Lady Blackbird, my darn ex-wife, for the Saturday.
Oh, well, give it to
Ryan. Come pick up your wife's award for best player, Amanda Puentes. I understand.
Well, tell her we hope she feels better.
All right, we have Angela Robertson, Run for Your Life, Candyman.
Just turn and head.
We've got a very special award for 7th Sea Plunder to Jeremy Putnam.
Yay!
Jason McLean, the ultimate hero. The ultimate hero.
Ultimate hero.
For 7th C, Plunder, 7 to 11 p.m., we have Eunice Scott. It was a tie.
So yeah, we might have a second one.
Good job.
Slackers.
Next year, you was the freshman. I
have nothing to do with
it. No. Sacre bleu. All the
one of the winners of the various Aliens events, I believe she's voted best player, and I hope she lived, was Jessica Smith.
For the game The Uprising, earning the title of Most Valuable Zombie, Ethan Parker.
That's right. I was the zombie of the sumo champion of Idaho.
For AD&D, Heroes of Barsoon, Saturday, 3 to 7 p.m., the winner is Steve.
Steve! We've got another Steve here.
Yep, that's
same Steve.
And for
Scooby-Doo Cthulhu, 1 to 5 p.m.
Steve!
Congratulations. There's one more in there somewhere.
Playing Butch in Killer Bunnies, we have Rachel Rosansky. Oh, great, I can't even get your wife's name.
Better get that name right.
Whoopsie.
My wife will kill me.
It won't be your name much longer.
Yes.
And for Becca Tolbert. Calling Becca Tolbert.
Prize mistress herself, Becca Tolbert.
My Little Ponies of the Apocalypse.
Yes, for war.
My Little Ponies. And also Killer Bunnies. Killer Bunnies, too. Oh, well.
I put down his Becca.
So. You put down his Becca.
So rub that in your sister's face.
You made one for that one.
All right. Four.
Whoa.
Four, Tale of the Moomoos, Talisman, and Iron Edda 1. Tyler McGeorge.
Yeah. That's why you're ranking me on the back. So Tracy, who's watching the tickets.
And we've got winning for also Iron Edda, Saturday 2 to 5. Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Run and Gun, and another Star Wars Edge of the Empire, Escape from Nar Shaddaa, Phil Brown.
For the Dresden Files, on Friday, 10 to 2, and School Days, we have Jessica Melson.
So those are the ones we know.
No, we're here.
We're here.
Now we have the ones where we're not 100%.
Maybe here.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Josh Hodges, you here?
No. Josh Hodges won. Yay!
Josh Crockett. Yeah!
He is here.
Josh Crockett for the Saturday evening Aliens game. And for D20 Future Blood and Oil. Good job, man.
We might have another one for you in there somewhere.
Andre, is your sister here? They left? Okay.
How about Jody Krause?
Nope.
Jerome Schuring.
He's right over here.
Jerome, you won for the...
The image through the looking glass is always distorted. A Call of Cthulhu game. And there also is an honorable mention for most horrific death and causing all the players to gasp, which goes to Mr. Nelson.
How about Josh Dickey? Josh Dickey? No?
Nope.
Yeah. Tim Reed. Tim, all flesh must be eaten. Labyrinth of the Night.
How about Liz Rich?
Nope.
Okay.
Liz Rich won for Castle Greyhawk for Saturday PM.
Bob Crum? Bob Crum?
Nope. John Crawley.
John, I'm not sure if this is supposed to be you. Did you play in Starfall of the Cartoon of Blank?
Yeah, that should be John McCauley.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry, we'll have to fix that one. Yeah!
That's what the,
and the prize you've won is absolutely nothing.
All right, winning for Lords of Waterdeep, Wyan Weigart. Yay!
For Backup Angels in Carter Hall, Friday 2 to 6 p.m., we have Jeff R/W. I guess he's no longer read-write.
Apparently not. Jeremy?
Denise Matthews for Behind Enemy Lines.
So. For Zombicide, The Quick and the Dead, and
Leprechaun
Love Story, Lana Aldridge.
Yay! For AD&D, Caverns of Theria, Joy. Brazia. Looks like an E. I blame my eyes. Damn my eyes.
For...
No. That's it, Joy.
Says no, Joy.
Joy.
It does say Joy.
Congratulations, Joy!
Congratulations to Joy!
There you go, Joy.
There you go, Joy.
For Aliens, Friday PM, Joshua Crockett. Is Joshua Crockett here?
Yeah!
What about Danielle Crockett? Is she here? While we're at it, she won for the Gladiator game Saturday at 9 a.m. Congratulations.
Here's yours.
Want to take a look? Okay. Okay.
All right. Patrick McHenry, Suburbia.
Suburbia?
No, Suburbia.
He also got one for Star Trek Expeditions.
Cool.
Yay!
Yeah! You know, they're honestly, they're not here, but they still, we still couldn't do CanCon without these people, so.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it for them.
Yeah! Winning for the ultimate hero, Darkness Devours, Grant Younger. Yay to Grant!
Yeah. Winning for Paranoia, Call of the Computer, Friday, 7 p.m., Aaron Garnett.
I would like the first mix. I have a certificate.
I can mute your mic.
All right. Paul D'Angelo, Mansions of Madness.
Nope.
Yay!
Yay!
For the Resistance, Friday, 4:30 to 6 p.m., Sean Harper.
Yeah!
Get on up here.
Winning for Copper District Demolition, Pat Roberts.
Yeah, Pat. Winning for Free Blades, Barry Stockinger. Yay!
Winning for Scooby-Doo Cthulhu, someone who gave us only the mysterious name of True Misfit. There you go.
Winning for Car Wars, Friday AM, Brett Graves.
All of them?
Three or four. It's worth it, trust us.
Fields character.
Brett Graves? No?
Yay!
Yay! Cooper Smith for Iron Edda.
Yeah! Ruins of Rurnet, winner is Ian Weber. Yay!
Winning for Magocracy Power Play, Thomas Chiola. Chola.
Sorry, Tom.
Thank you. You know, we could have researched it hours on end and we still would have mispronounced it.
Yeah.
We're just
that bad. We will butcher your names. It's what we do.
For Star Wars, Edge of the Empire, Escape from Nar Shaddaa, Saturday, 2 to 6 p.m. We have an Eric, and the last name I'm...
Curran.
Curran? Okay. Wasn't sure. Eric Curran.
Yeah!
Yes. Please, exercise your skills you learned in grade school. Write legibly, otherwise we have a hard time writing the names properly, and we can't get your rewards, because, you know, our handwriting sucks enough as it is.
For Savage Worlds, Manifest Destiny, I only have Alexander.
That's Xander. Is he here? Yeah, he goes by Xander.
Yeah!
Scott Monticello,
Suburbia. Nope.
Woo! Winning for the 13th age, Michael and Barb Ciola. Yeah. Yay! Yeah.
Mike, is it supposed to be Chola?
Chola. Okay.
We'll get it right one of these days. No, we won't. No, we won't.
No, we're not going to get it right now.
I shouldn't kid you. No, we're not. No, we won't. For Saturday, 6 p.m., Eclipse, Ariel Clark.
Yay! Yay! For Elemental Clash, Saturday, 7 to 11, and Lady Blackbird, My Darn Ex-Wife, Crazy Annie Mae, Andy Gemmel. Yeah!
Anna Ross, Fuzzy Heroes.
Heroes.
Yay!
And she won.
Very nice.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Cool.
Raise
them right.
J.R. Cook for Deadlands, Mississippi Queen of the Dam.
Yeah.
We love them.
Wah, 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 wah.
Just because it's a Western. we try.
For, I believe it's called Smash Up, Sunday 9 to 10, we have the winner of Fred Woodward.
Yeah, Fred! Fred.
Winning for Betrayal at the House on the Hill, Michael Symes.
Neo, Aliens.
Neo was in Aliens?
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa.
There you go, sir.
For Galaxy Tracker, Saturday, 1:30 to 2:30.
Neo.
Neo.
There you are.
Hey, he's here.
There you go.
Awesome. Right.
Way to go, man.
Congratulations. For Galaxy Tracker, for Saturday, 1:30 to 2:30, Scott Manicello. Wasn't he just here? We lost another one.
We drive them off. We're that bad.
Yeah.
Bill Masick for Daring Tales of the Sprawl.
Yeah.
How many names do you go by, Eric?
All of them. All the names. All the names.
Chris Shields behind Optimal Lines?
No, Optimal.
That was the Transformers game, wasn't it?
Yep, it says Optimal. I'm just going with what it says.
Chris Shields, okay. Yay!
It's all good. Obviously, it's not all
good.
Am
I sleeping on the couch tonight, or...?
Our couch is more comfortable.
It's true.
Ours is
okay.
Ours just has cats.
Winning the title of Sportsman was Jason Edison for Free Blades.
Jason?
No.
Nope.
Yay! Winning the title of Sportsman for Free Blades for 2 p.m., Kevin Bennett.
Another one for the lovely aliens, survivor or winner for best players, Connor Hall.
P.C. Robinson, Scooby-Doo Cthulhu.
Like an eye.
Winning for Space Hulk was Bart Horning.
For Starships and Spacemen, Saturday at 2 p.m., Josh, I'm going to mess this up. Drody?
Drecky?
No. Yay.
Hey.
I'm sorry, it's Josh Orecki. Yeah. Orecki.
And I believe this is the last one.
Huzzah.
Yay. Jeffrey Voss for the Resistance.
Yay.
Wow, well, the Resistance really is underground. Not a single one of them came up for it.
I know.
All
righty.
Do we want to announce those real quick so people listen to them?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. We have some here for people that we're pretty sure are not here. Let's go over them real quick. Donald Sellers for Police Precinct.
I wanted to play
He's
that.
Right there. Oh, I knew Don was still here. Sorry, Don.
We were pretty sure.
Woo!
The whole time.
Congratulations. You win the Ninja Award for the con.
It's because you're Steven Seagal.
Yes. For Swords and Wizardry, Saturday at 9
Ryback.
A.m.
God amongst men.
For Swords and Wizardry, Saturday 9 a.m., Chris Banish. Yep. For Savage Shadowrun, Friday at 7 a.m., Rob Edwards.
Rob. Yeah.
For Paranoia, Call of the Computer, Justin Bailey. That was Friday at 1 p.m. Aaron Harris. Aaron Harris won awards for Call of Cthulhu Darkness Illuminated, Call of Cthulhu Fires of Sumatra. Fires of Sumatra. It's hard to read. Weena Kounsman won for Wizard's Quest. Kounsman. Can't even pronounce it right. Rob Edwards also won for Leprechaun Love Story, Sunday 2 to 6. Without Win, Friday 2 to 12 to 4, Donald won. Just simply says Donald. Is that you?
Is it Don?
Don.
Just Without Win?
Witch of Win.
Oh, I'm sorry. Witch of Win.
Okay. Yeah, Don!
And for Free Blades, Best Player, Friday, 4 p.m., Matt Oakes, who is the gentleman who created
Midwest Monster Lab miniature.
Yeah, Midwest Monster Lab.
All right, let's have a round of applause for our lovely attendees. Hey.
Becca.
All right, are we ready to do recognition and special awards? All righty.
Exactly.
That's whether true. We're ready or not, it's going to happen.
I guess we like patting ourselves on the back. So let's do it. Jeremy doesn't like patting himself on the back. You need help?
I told you I'm in my own little world.
You are. What world are you in?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You don't even know what world you're in? Are you still in Kansas?
Come on, at least make a game out of it, for goodness sake.
Or Tracy will make a game out of it.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
He makes a game out of everything, but he always uses fate, so it doesn't count. But it could be worse.
It could be worse. It could be palladium.
Could be palladium, you know. Yeah.
And then we'd really have cause for
concern.
I
do have to agree with that one.
Next year, your first ever Palladium game?
Actually, Tracy, I think that's a good idea.
Because I
think
look
next
forward
year
to you.
Have to run Palladium.
I look forward to you statting up the ponies in Palladium. It'll take you only 2 or 3 days per character.
Yes, that'll be excellent to see.
So,
first up, we have a gift of thanks for our librarian, Nick Steele.
Nick.
The mountain who walks.
We got you a new game for the library and a wonderful new item.
We have the Centos lovely scented markers for you.
And they're awesome.
And the newest game for the CanCon library, the Cracker Barrel Peg game, everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. It will be our hottest item.
Thank you so much for all your help with the library. We appreciate every ounce of it. And next up we have for Angela Robinson. Robertson, I can do this. I can do this, I swear. For being our indispensable promoter.
Mm-hmm.
some new materials for your bags.
She's also the lady who makes these really cool dice bags.
Yes, if you don't have one, you should.
Yes, they are absolutely awesome, fantastic,
wonderful.
And she's very modest about her pricing.
Apparently, she doesn't like the pen.
But thank you, Angela.
Thank you so much for your help.
We'll get to that when you come up here.
Next up, for Minion... it's Minion Queen.
You are no longer a mistress, you are a
congratulations. Erin Marshall. For you, we have a Stylo Pluma pen. You get one of the wonderful Centos pens as well. This one is a dry erase marker, and it's rose. And sticky notes to make sure you can slap it on the heads of all your helpers so they do their job right. Next up, we have the Master of Modules. Everyone knows who this is. Everyone's seen the CanCon modules. Andre Fauché.
PDF available soon.
For you, we got you some map-making tools. And a neon orange scented pen. You know, it makes the maps look pretty. Make them feel special. And an additional award here that came up, that was a very last-minute one. As a thanks for all her diligent work for additional artwork and supporting Jay with additional design, Amanda Puentes, for her, we got her a wonderful set of metallic colored pencils and a brown pen.
Brown.
Like, apparently it smells like brown.
Hey.
Smells like brown.
Oh.
What does brown smell like? I don't know. Huh? Okay. Next up, we have for John Hook. Unfortunately, it'll be going back to my wife for a moment because there's a little bit more that needs to be done on it. For his indispensable work as our sponsor coordinator, for his wonderful work in getting us additional prizes and gifts to hand out to all of you this year, we have made a wonderful autograph book, which we need more of you people to sign it. So
we'd appreciate it if you guys would come up and sign John.
Yes.
But he worked really, really
worked
hard.
Very hard this year.
To try and get us everything that we got. So here's John Hook.
Yes. And if you see John Hook, tell him thank you. He's a good guy.
He is really good.
Next, we have four. Our wonderful artist and designer for CantCon, we have for Jay.
Joy!
Well, right now, Joy, but we'll go by Jay. Jay Carter III. For you, we have a new representation of Help the Gnome that Becca made for you. And a scented light. Yes, a scented light brown marker. Notice he's also got a hand, so if you need a hand, he can give you a hand. And a hammerhead shark, because you never know when you need to throw one at someone.
Bat left.
Thank you for all your hard work. Next up, we have a very special prize for a very special person. And I think this should be awarded by Ethan.
Okay. To the money mistress, the lady who took over some of the budget detail in the former food czar, my lovely wife and mother of my future child, Bethany, of course, Parker now.
Yeah!
Show everyone what you got. Not only is it a pony, it's the Doctor Who pony. That I'm not so sure what that is. Oh, no. Oh, pocket wallet.
Oh. You got
trash.
A pony and some trash.
Oops.
Yeah.
Please disregard. And a wonderful scented pen. I think raspberry.
We want to thank unfortunately, we were not able to have our own concession stand this year. It's something that, from as
from already from feedback from you guys, we are trying very hard to try and get back next year. But for her diligent work on our cakes and all her support with the Munchies for Munchies cookbook, we really want to thank Crystal Hunter. Guys, give it up for her. She was fantastic.
Next, we have special prizes. We have one for the Road Warrior, which this year is a nice Corvette. We're hoping we'll see you coming in it next year. And that winner is... Who came from the farthest?
Who drove the farthest?
Who would that be? Why, I believe that would be our own Tracy. Give it up for Tracy. Who drove how many hours? 12? 12 straight hours to get here. That's diligent. There's another one out in the trunk of my car. It fell out of the bag. I'll get it to you later.
I expect to see a game about that car next year. Okay.
Full stat.
Guys, will be the second year. We have to thank listeners of the podcast who come all the way. I understand it because I used to come from Jersey, but they come all the way from Canada. They're multiplying like you wouldn't believe. There's now four of them.
There used to only be three people in Canada.
Yes.
Contrary to popular belief, there were only three people in Canada, but now there are apparently four. Five. No, because there's two others just wandering about aimlessly talking to moose.
Really?
So...
Gotta watch out for those polar bears.
If you guys will come on up here, we have the Frequent Flyer Award for you guys.
Some assembly required.
Yes.
All four of you, come up here. These are the two newest members.
Yeah!
As I said, some assembly required, but we hope to see you flying in next year in your very own SPAD 13. It's a Red Baron. That was a Fokker triplane.
I care why.
Why do I know that?
We don't know!
Yes. Wait. But it's all the same.
We have a special French Canadian.
Okay, so we have a really awesome organizer here who organizes all of our events. And he's really tall. He's from Ohio. His toenails are painted. And we have an extra special gift for him this year because we had Noah's girlfriend, Sarah, draw the lobster horse.
Weaver,
the lobster horse. And all the players signed it for you to take home with you. And then this part is Becca's. And the rest of it. There's the...
I got a whiteboard!
Woo! Don't have long cords.
Oh, I'll come in as close as you want.
Oh my.
Now, anyone who was a pre-registrant for the convention and actually tried to register for an event, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So the event system did not work out the way that we had anticipated. It was clunky, kludgy, and none of us, not you guys, not us, could check what you had ordered and tell you what date and time the event was actually scheduled for.
That's not important information.
Not at all. Especially when there are events with the same title that are on different days. And when we look at who registered for them, it looks the same.
It's not a problem. It's okay. They're completely interchangeable, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, for those of you that know me, I'm not the kind of person who can sit down and crunch data and just work through stuff like that. I work on the fly really, really well, but planning? Ooh. And so, without being prompted, without being asked to do so, I basically said... You don't have to do this, because I wouldn't do it. We'll just handle it at the convention. Angela Robertson, would you please come up here? So if at any point in time during this convention, you wanted to know as a GM, who's in my game?
Or if you got that little ticket that had your schedule on it, and maybe there was an event that had a blank next to it because it ran multiple times and you couldn't figure it out, if you appreciated any of that, I ask anyone who benefited from that to stand on your feet and give a round of applause to Angela, who did all of that for you guys.
Guys, I love gaming. I love this con. I want it to be as grand as possible. That's why I do these things. It's important, and I want to keep helping anytime you need it.
And now, in whatever capacity I have as the event coordinator, which is a job I am still going to do next year, just so you know. It was in doubt this year. Holy crap, guys. Life, man. Whew.
Oh,
anyway, yeah. I officially dub Angela Robinson my right-hand event monkey. Now, I'll be coordinating the events next year. It's going to go much more smoothly. We're going to use a different system. It's going to be much more user-friendly for you all. Thank you for putting up with what happened this year. But guarantee this. If you walk to event registration during CanCon, you are probably going to either have experienced the work that Angela has done, or you're going to see her at the table herself. So, Angela, thank you.
Next up, we have a wonderful new gift for a wonderful new member of Kansas. Now, as you know, when you come to Kansas, there is a wonderful gift basket of Welcome to Kansas items. And for this person, Noah, we have grabbed a list of myriad of things that we know he'd love. Because everyone in Kansas knows you have to eat sunflower seeds.
They fall from the sky here.
And of course, you know, you can't eat any sort of meat product here without putting some form of barbecue sauce, and you know, you can't go wrong with Jack Stack at all. Now, eventually we know those sunflower seeds are going to run out. So we have lots of ground here in Kansas you can grow stuff in for anybody. So we have procured him a vast array of different types of sunflower seeds to grow for his own use. And last but not least, because everybody knows, well, actually two items. We also got you your own license plate. That way they can't pull you over anymore. And last but not least, everybody knows in Kansas, every person who lives in Kansas has their own personal pet tornado.
Yeah.
It is physics. What are you talking about? Thank you so much for all the help that you've provided at the con and everywhere else since you've been here. We could not have done a lot of stuff without you or anybody else here as well. We need to emphasize that a lot. This con would not exist if it wasn't for all of you. We do have a few more gifts, but we do want to say thank you again to everyone and to everyone who helped. All of the people who volunteered this year, we had a lot of volunteers this year, which was fantastic. It helped a lot. And whereas a lot of them aren't here now, we do want to say thank you. So if anybody knows them personally, tell them that we all say thank you so much.
And I'll use that to point out that we're always in need of more volunteers.
Yes.
Because I don't pay any of these people. They're not worth paying, really.
Well, yeah, that's true. But also
this
the
one,
thing...
This one is the worst one.
Also the thing we should point out is that, you know, we all pay to get in here, too. So
Even I pay to get into this place. I think I pay more than anyone else.
So, we have our kind of our figurehead and head iconic minion here.
Monarch. I'm the king of bitching. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
I'm the king of bitching. Yeah, I am the person that everybody knows complains constantly. But, there's one thing I very much enjoy doing at the cons. I love to go around and I love to talk to as many people as I can. And because of that, I do get to hear a lot of the concerns people have, and I get to pass them on.
And I get to ignore him.
Yeah.
So.
But that being said, if it weren't for people like Tracy and other volunteers who help when issues arise that I can go and speak to, I would really be the king of bitching because all I would be doing was bitching. Whereas this year, with the help of Tracy and Noah and several other people, we were able to resolve a lot of issues and concerns. There wasn't a lot of issues. We were able to reserve a lot of concerns for vendors and people, and it worked wonderful.
Guys, it's only going to get better from here.
Yes.
Anyway, so I can take over from him because this is his award, so he's not supposed to be talking right now.
Good luck.
So we have his own Mint Ion.
I have my first Kingdom Blower.
And your blueberry scented
squid. Then squid. It's a squid. I have a minion. Yes, this is okay. I know exactly who this is. Where's the rest of it? Yes. There's more to this, but we'll start off with this. All right, as you all know, a lot of us here are actually in a podcast and
you're in it now.
Yes. Jeremy Putnam has done a lot of work getting games set up for people to play in. He has a love for various different things, including the Star Wars role-playing games, among other things. And this year we wanted to thank him for all his hard work. We found him the perfect complement of villains for his next Star Wars game. And we got him a beautiful purple pen, which I have no idea. It probably smells like violet.
Does it smell like purple?
Maybe it does. And to add to that, we managed to find not one, not two, but three West End Games Star Wars minis. Users of the Force, Mos Eisley Cantina, and Stormtroopers. And Stormtroopers. Well, unfortunately, there are only three Stormtroopers. You know, he'll need to, you know, at least get a mold and make at least 500 more because we know how they die. But he has minis now for his Star Wars game. Thank you so much for all your work, Jeremy.
And just to add on to that real quick about Jeremy, one thing Jeremy is not shy about is really calling us on our crap. And I for one really appreciate when he does give me the valuable advice he does give us, as far as, you know, you shouldn't do that. That's really stupid.
Yeah.
I actually appreciate that a lot because I look around. I mean, I entered this year as just a GM and a player, and I saw I think everything went really well. It really did. I enjoyed myself immensely, and everybody did such an awesome job, and it was great. And I know it's just going to be even better. So I want this.
Ladies and gentlemen, 4 years ago, this all started because of the guy to my left. He couldn't go to Gen Con, so he decided, heck, I'm going to bring it to me.
Yeah.
He decided, hey, this was kind of cool. Let's do it again.
There was some knives involved and, you know, holding me outside of a window. And, well,
that was the tough part, but we managed to do it quite well.
But for the first...
Well, no, it was the kicking and screaming and the punching and the throwing knives at us that made it difficult.
That's true.
For the three, 4 years, he basically took the entire con on his own shoulders. It was only in this last year that he really learned to start delegating to the rest of us.
Thank you, Beth.
Something about, if you don't delegate, I'm going to kill you, signed my wife.
Smart woman you got there.
But let's face it, without this guy, none of us would be here. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please give a standing round of ovation for Ethan Parker.
You need to send us a postcard from every location you stop in time.
It probably smells like yellow.
It probably does smell like yellow. It smells like neon yellow.
Ew.
You hear Diego help?
With the yellow? Alrighty then.
Those of you who don't know, Diego is my dog. Not my Latin lover, I swear. I swear, sweetheart, I swear.
With that much hair, you really want to see that?
And the sombrero, you know.
See?
You broke Noah!
Well, I know with every year comes new challenges and new faces with CantCon, and obviously this was our first year here. It's not looking like we're going to come back here. Don't really like the place too much. But we'll focus on the positives. We're actually looking at a few places for next year that are, I think, even better than this. So, I do this because not to make money, not to get my name out there or anything like that, but there was a void and I decided to fill it.
Wait, we were supposed to be doing this for money?
No.
Wow, if so, we've been doing this wrong for the last 5 years.
I know. That's what I've been figuring out.
What's that old saying? Oh, yeah, this is a nonprofit organization. It didn't start out that way. It's just how it turned out.
Yeah. I do this so I can have 3 days of fun and relaxation. And in years past, obviously, I did this because I couldn't go to Gen Con. And then in years past, I did it so I could go to Gen Con. And now I do it because I don't want to go to Gen Con. Because, quite frankly, I'd rather game with you guys.
Definitely know we're going to get a good gaming experience here. That cannot be said for Gen Con. Ever. Ever.
It has its place, but meh, I like Gen Con.
Every game I've ever been to Gen Con was terrible. Every game I've played here, been fantastic. I see who has the better track record.
I obviously haven't played in any of my games.
I never have time. I'm always running something.
But I want to, again... we keep just throwing this back out at you, but you know, thank you so much. And if you guys take the time to please fill out the customer comment survey, customer comment cards, come and talk to us and say, hey, we're going to send out an email survey probably within the next week or two. And your feedback is really, really important. We do listen to it. We do try to address everything. So if there's anything you love, anything you hate, we want to hear about it. Obviously, we like hearing the praises, but if there's something that you say, hey, you know, you guys could do this a little better, please let us know, and we're going to try to make it better. That's what we do every time. Sometimes we fall, sometimes we get up, and sometimes we have Angela to save us, you know.
Yes.
Yeah!
And also, remember, it's very difficult to fix a problem if we don't know the problem exists.
Exactly.
So you have to let us know, because we can't even look at it if we don't know it's there. So... please.
So again, let us know feedback. You know, if you know people who aren't here right now that came to CantCon, tell them, hey, let them know what you thought. And this is highly important so we can keep doing this show and keep making it a fun show for all of you guys. Okay. So again, thank you so much for coming to CantCon 2013. I forgot what year it was.
It's 2013.
God, I'm tired.
It's okay.
What day is it? Where am I? Where are my pants?
I don't know, but the kilt looks better.
Oh, apparently Tracy has no pants.
Oh.
How's it going over there?
And on that note...
I know where I'm going after we're done here.
And last, all of the volunteers here, I mean, Angela, Aaron, Danae, everyone.
Robin,
yeah, I mean, I couldn't do this without the help of my awesome friends, my co-hosts, and these great volunteers. And we work very hard to put this show on for you. I want to point out, you know, Becca, the prize mistress, is just tirelessly puts together the raffle and just, I think, does a fantastic job.
Yeah!
Far too shy for her own good.
Far too shy for her own good. We love Becca. Jackie here is a volunteer. She comes out here the last couple of years, and she is just invaluable as well.
So,
So to every last one of you who sat at a booth, sat behind the tables, manned registration, manned event registration.
And I know I'm forgetting people because my brain just shut off about an hour ago.
It does that.
You know,
all of ours do. I mean,
thank you, everybody, for attending. Let's see you next year.
Yes.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
In a world where it's only available for download on GamersHavenPodcast.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast presents Mutants and Masterminds, 3rd Edition, Justice City United. Featuring the Gamers Haven regulars Eric, Jeremy, Robin, and Tracy. GM by Ethan. In a world of superpowered intrigue, can four heroes trust one another while trying to make a difference? An alien threat, a complacent government, and a sinister villain are only some of the obstacles these four need to overcome in order to be some of the world's greatest heroes. Legends, or will they be forgotten? Only time can tell. Justice City United.